before I go through the code from the example, let's check out a little bit more about the thread class. So here I am. I can go to the Java resources, which is this little coffee cup icon. And in here, we have not only the lectures that I, online versions of these lectures that I'm giving now, but some examples and tutorials, which I'm going to go over more at the end of class, because I want to show you where to find some examples that will be helpful in writing your homework. But we copied down a local copy of the Java, some of the Java documentation. And this is a new version, which actually I don't find quite as helpful as some of the old versions. And we just copied it down because it'll be faster for you to connect than to connect to the original version at Sun. So the packages, so here is a list of all the Java packages, and it describes what classes are in each one. And if you look under java.lang, it says that it has essential Java classes, including a list of number of things, and that list includes threads. So we'll click on this, and here are the list of classes. And sure enough, it includes thread. And here's the list of interfaces. So first, let's check out the interface runnable, which is the one that we're using. And the interface for runnable is very simple. It says that if you're going to implement runnable, you have to have a method called run. That's all that says. There's no body to the method run. This is abstract. It's just a promise to the compiler that if I say that I'm going to implement runnable, I will have there a method called run. And that means that some other packet, some other class can know that I implement runnable and can call my run method. It's guaranteed that there will be a run method there. So let's look at the thread class. I don't find this formatting of the Java API quite as nice as the old version. Maybe I just haven't found the right version yet since we recopied everything. But anyway, here is the API for the thread class. And it is a subclass of object, and it also implements the interface runnable. It has some fields, some variables, having to deal with being able to have a whole group of threads and setting priorities, and I'm not going to get into details of that. I just want to show you some of the things that are here. And there are some number of constructors here. And really the two main constructors are the first two, and I will tell you what's important about those two constructors. If you create a class which is a subclass of thread, you use this first constructor to create the thread. If you have a class like an applet, which implements runnable and wants to create a thread, you use this constructor to create the thread. And what this constructor does, you give this constructor the reference to the applet, and this constructor says, create a thread, but its run method will be the run method given by this reference. So you write your applet, it has a run method. When you use this constructor to create the thread, it does it using the run method of the applet. And that's how it all hooks together, having an interface and being able to create a thread. In this API, there are not a lot of explanations. I will, when I have more time, I'll look around in some of the documentation and see if I can find a slightly better version. There are lots of other methods here having to do with fairly complex things that you might want to do with threads. But in particular, all we want to do is to be able to start and stop the thread. So there are methods. Anybody who creates a thread, the thread is going to execute the run method. And if it has a loop, it could execute it, you know, running on forever. But you can always start and stop it by issuing these commands, these methods on the thread. Now let me show you the example. Here's an example which is a very simple animation, and I'm going to ask you to do for your homework an example which is also an animation. So this is an example of a simple form of what of the kind of thing you want to do. And this one is essentially a digital clock. It's going to have a loop which keeps looking up the date and displaying it. So it'll just continuously display an updated clock face. So we call it digital clock. Of course, it's an applet, so it has to be a subclass of applet. And it's going to implement runnable because it has to have this continuously running thread. Here we declare and create a font that we're going to use to print the results of the time. We have a date, so we have a variable that's declared to be of type date, and we have a variable that's declared to be of type thread. So these are the instance variables of this class. Now here are two methods that the applet wants to include. An applet can always have a start and stop method that it's going to execute whenever the applet is started and stopped. Now, when is an applet started and stopped? Whenever any, it varies a little bit according to the browser, but almost all browsers, if the applet is running in the browser window and someone closes the browser, and even in some browsers, if they take another frame and put it on top, then the applet will actually stop. Then when they reopen the browser window or take another frame off of it, the applet will restart. So in order to save system resources, let me back up a minute. When the applet is started and stopped, the thread that the applet created is still running over here someplace. So what we do is when the applet is started and stopped, we make it start and stop the thread as well. So when the applet is started, if this test to see if the runner is already created or not, and in this case, if the runner is not created and the applet starts, we want to create the thread. So here's where we say runner equals new thread. And this is the constructor I showed you where you want to give a reference to this applet so this run method will be used. And the way you give a reference to yourself is there's a special keyword called this. Okay, so I'm using the keyword this as an argument to the thread constructor. So now the thread that's constructed will have a reference to this applet, and it can use it to say this applet.run, and it can run the run method that's over here in the applet. So once we've created the thread, then we use the start method of the thread to make it start. So now the applet is running, and the thread that it created is running. And the applet is running under control of the browser. If for any reason the applet is stopped, in order to save resources, if the runner is defined, that is, if it's not a null pointer, we stop that thread and we set it to be null. So anytime the applet stops, we make the runner stop. So when you write an applet method that's going to have a loop like this with an animation, if you call your thread runner, then you can include this start and stop method just the way it is, and it will all work fine. Or if you change the name of the thread, just change the equivalent thing in here.